Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 8th. Excuse me. The grains closed mixed, with December corn up a penny and a half, closing at 443 and three quarters. November beans up 3 1/4 cents, closing at 987 and three quarters. And September wheat down 4 cents, closing at 511. Well, the grains opened up firm off the drier forecast we broke when the exports inspections were announced. Exports came in at 757 for the beans, not a bad number, but when you look more closely at the numbers, the Chinese, I think, took about half of what they took last week, so no real buying in there by the Chinese, which was disappointing. Corn was 703, wheat was 609, both not bad numbers out there. We broke on the inspections, and then when the noon forecast came out, showing the ridge building a little bit deeper, the high-pressure ridge building deeper, I think it tended to rally the grains. The higher closes, I thought, were impressive considering the action during the day, and I think we can move higher here. The crop progress reports showed the corn increased only 1 percentage point in the good to excellent, but the beans actually declined 1 percentage point, so that could be a little bit friendly for the grains. Beans planted are now 96% planted versus 99 on average. I don't think that really means much, but those were the numbers. The winter wheat was up 1 percentage point. Again, I don't think that means much. Spring wheat was up 3 percentage points. That's a little bit bearish out here. Winter wheat harvested 47% harvested versus 61 on average. You know, if these forecasts stay the way they are, I really think these grains should take this in a very positive light out here. I think the last thing this crop needs is hot and dry weather, and it looks like the next 2 weeks are relatively hot and dry. Not scorching. We're not looking at 100, 105 degree temps out here, but we are looking at very dry conditions with maybe some scattered showers on Wednesday. So if they don't develop, if that high pressure kind of chews up the showers like it tends to do with these dome ridges, we could see some higher prices here, certainly this week into next, if the heat and the dryness continues. So I'm not bearish down here. I think we can rally. The world seems to be talking about a head and shoulder top on the December corn chart, and I see the same thing everybody else is seeing. I'm not quite convinced it's accurate, but you know, if we were to close back over 460 for whatever reason, it certainly would negate any bearishness based on the December chart. That's 16 cents away. Overall, I remain friendly, and we'll see where we can go. I would expect we'll be higher overnight. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.